You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang gabi po sa bawat isa. Good evening, everyone. Okay, my name is Rodel. I'm one of the pastors and campus missionaries sa Victory Pasig. And we all know na ang Metro East, Antipolo at Pasig ay isa po ang senior pastor. Okay, and it's really a privilege for me to stand before you and share the gospel or the message this evening sa bawat sa atin. Okay, and I'm really thankful sa leadership ni Pastor Mark and of course the opportunity na really pasalamatan siya. Sino ba sa inyo for the past 7 weeks na subaybayan nyo yung parables natin na ang titled ay, series parable series natin ang titled ay, A Truth Be Told, okay? TBT, kumbaga. Hindi yan throwback Thursday, but Truth Be Told. So yun yung pag-uusapan natin dito. And for the past 7 weeks, ang pinag-usapan po natin is the parable of the sower, mustard seed, and second week, and yeast. Okay? And then the parable of the prodigal son, the parable of good Samaritan, parable of good workers, and 10 minas, and rich fool. Okay? So ngayon, pag-uusapan natin the parable of the shrewd manager. So ito po yung pag-uusapan natin, which is last topic na po ito ngayong gabi na to. So anyway, so yun po yung didiscuss natin. Can I ask everyone to please stand up? Pag-aaralan po natin ay sa Luke 16, 1-13, pero babasahin ko po Luke chapter 16, verses 9-13. And actually, this is how God view our possessions, okay? So ito po pag-uusapan natin this evening. In Luke chapter 16, verse 9, it says there, "And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings." Okay? In verse 10, "One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you true riches? If you have not been faithful in what which is others, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Let us pray. Lord, thank you, God, for this time. Thank you, Lord, for this word of yours that is alive and active. Lord, we pray na pukawin mo po, Lord, ang diwa namin, ang sarili namin, Lord God, para makatanggap kami ng salita mo, salita na nagbibigay ng pagbabago sa buhay ng bawat isa sa amin. Buksan mo ang aming mga aming tahinga, ang aming mga puso, ang aming isipan para makarinig at makatanggap puso para isa buhay kung ano man yung matututunan namin ngayong hapon na to. Salamat po, Panginoon, sa inyong salita. We bless you, we honor you. We invite your presence to be in our midst today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may now take your seats. Now, truth be told. Again, this parable is about money. Okay? So, in onset, ito po yung pag-uusapan natin about money. So, again, itong parable na to, it's about the shrewd manager. Ibang translation po, it's about the dishonest manager. So, dito makikita natin kung ano talaga yung heart ng isang manager na to. Okay, in verse 1, he also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man and had a manager. And charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possession." Okay, so unang-una, may isa daw na isang master. Ano ba sa Tagalog ang master? Amo. Okay, pwede. Amo. Isang amo. Okay, na tinawag niya ang kanyang tagapaglingkod or manager. Tinawag niya, actually sa East, during the time of Jesus, every time na meron pong tatawagin na ganitong haka-haka, ang isang tao, hindi talaga naniniwala ka agad para lang, or para sa kung ano man yung mga sinasabi patungkol sa kanya. Kailangan meron kang witness. Okay? Meron talagang magpapatotoo. And eto, sinabi nito, and he called him and said to him, "What is this that I hear about you?" Okay, ano ba itong naririnig ko patungkol sa iyo? And moving on, then turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. So ibalik mo na sa akin lahat ng pinapagawa ko sa iyo, lahat ng minamanage mo, at titingnan natin kasi ayaw ko nang maging manager ka. Okay? And my questions about sa atin, ano? What would you do if somebody tells you it's now time to give an account? Okay, it's now time to give an account. Ano bang gagawin natin? For example, kagaya ng sinabi nito, tinawag niya, yung manager niya, tinawag ni God, okay, ano ba itong naririnig ko sa'yo? Now, ibalik mo na sa akin yung mga pinapangasiwaan mo, ibalik mo na sa akin kasi hindi nakita yung manager. Same thing din sa atin, pag may nagtanong sa atin. Okay? What would you do if somebody tells you, your boss, your teacher, okay, pakita mo sa akin yung magulang mo. Ah, di ba? Yung boss, ano bang ginawa mo? Give me an account. Ano bang hawak mo ngayon? Nasa call center ka, di ba? Nagtatrabaho ka doon. Ano bang account mo doon? Okay, let me check your account. Okay? Let me check your account. Ano ba ang sasabihin mo? Ano ba ang makikita ng pinuno mo or ng master mo or ng amo mo? Ano ba what he will found out? Okay, or discover. For example, itong monitor na to. Tingnan natin, ano bang ginawa mo last week? Naka-display dyan sa monitor, sa screen. Dang-dang-dang-dang. Okay? Ano ba ang gagawin natin? And dito, makikita natin kung ano yung ginawa ng manager. In verse 3, and the manager said to himself, what shall I do since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. Okay, I'm not strong enough to dig. Hindi ako malakas. Etong malalabanos kong balat. Mga kandila akong daliri. Malalakandila akong daliri. Hindi ko kayang maghukay, magbungkal. Ayaw ko ng construction worker. Ayaw ko ng mangontrata. Hindi ko kaya ng ganito. And not just that, ayaw kong magmalimos. Ayaw kong magbeg. Okay? Nagbe-beg lang ako ng oo niya. Please, I beg you, ibigay mo na yung oo ko sa akin. Okay, pero hindi ko kaya. Sabi niya rito, in verse 4, I have decided what to do so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses. Okay? Eto na. May ginawa na siya. Okay? So nag-device na siya ng plan. Meron na siyang, kumbaga, eto nang gagawin ko para pag nawala ako, para pag nawala ako sa trabaho ko, meron akong bagong papasukan. Okay? Para pag natanggal ako, he's so concerned about his future. So concerned about what will happen to him after he got fired. After that, ano nang mangyayari sa akin? So that's his thinking. Now, ano bang matututunan natin dito with regards to this parable of the shrewd manager? Okay. Now, number one that we will learn from this is determination test. Determination test. What is determination? That this person is so determined to do whatever it takes para ma-save niya yung kinabukasan niya. So determined. And actually, in verse 5, okay, summoning his master debtors, one by one, he said to the first, how much do you owe my master? Okay, summon. Alam niyo ba ibig sabihin ng summon? Ha? Alam niyo ba ibig sabihin ng summon? Actually, marami nito sa Antipolo, yung binubuksan mo, tas dinadaw-daw mo sa asukal. Summon. And then sabi nila, summon daw yung isda. Yung nilalagyan mo ng di ba yung social, summon. Can you buy summon for me? Actually, tinawag niya. Okay, tinawag niya yung mga nag-utang sa master niya. In verse 6, he said, 100 measures of oil, he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Gumawa ka agad siya ng sarili niyang kontrata. Okay, so determined. In verse 7, then he said to another, and how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and write 80. Galing, no? Tindi ng manager na to. Talagang matindi yung dishonesty. Matindi yung, talagang he is really bad. Okay? Kinuha niya yung ari-arian na hindi sa kanya. Sino ba sa atin minsan ganun tayo, di ba? Kinukuha natin yung hindi sa atin. Okay? May nakalagay na 20 pesos sa table. 50, 100 pesos. Di ba? Nakita mo, oh, wala na, pinitik mo na. Di ba? Pinitik na. Nung nagtanong yung parents natin or yung ate natin or kung sino man yung may-ari, nasaan yung 100 pesos? Nandun ka. Ikaw lang yung tao sa bahay. Hindi ko alam. Di ba? Ito yung ginagawa. Talagang he's trying to get all things that he can get. Okay? And the master in verse 8, and the master commended the dishonest manager. Wow. Kinomend ba ni Jesus? Actually, this story is really perplex for all of us. It's, kumbaga, parang ang hirap maintindi or intindihin. Kumbaga, medyo may pagkomplikado. Yung ba talaga yung kinomend ni Lord? Yung dishonest, diba? Ang kinomend ni Lord. But, yung continuation doon, sabi dyan, for what? His shrewdness. Okay, shrewdness. Alam nyo ba ibig sabihin ng shrewd? Ito yung pag kinakausap mo, hindi ka sinasagot. You're so shrewd. Di ba? Yun ba yun? Hindi, rude yun. Okay? Shrewd. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng shrewd? Mamaya makukuha nyo yung paglabas nyo, tatawa kayo. Yung pala ibig sabihin ni Pastor Rudel. Okay, shrewd. So Jesus commending that person for his rudeness. Actually, in the continuation of that verse, for the son of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. So Jesus, as he talked and discussed about this parable, he now divide the people, his hearer. First, as the worldly people and the sons of light. Unbeliever and a believer. Ang nagustuhan, ang napawaw si Jesus dito, na nakomend niya yung tao na yon, na sobrang wise yung tao na yon, na mas wise pa siya sa mga Kristiyano. Okay? Mas wise pa siya sa Kristiyano. That he will do everything to secure his future. But yung money na pinag-uusapan natin dito, as we progress, makikita natin. Okay, makikita natin, ano ba talaga dapat? Ano ba yung pinaka-use ng salapi, ng money, ng kwarta, ng datong natin? Para saan ba talaga yan? Okay, para saan ba talaga yan? Saan ba talaga dapat ginagamit or gagamitin? Ano ba yung heart ni Jesus dito? When he discussed this, actually, shrewd is sharp. Another meaning ng shrewd is sharp. Next is smart. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Smart ba yan? Diba? Second one is savvy. Oh, savvy na, smart yan. Savvy ko na eh, smart yan. Diba? Oh, hindi naman, kaya wise. O kaya naman, ano? What's the other meaning of that? Wise and sharp and smart. O kaya clear-sighted. Nakikita niya na kaagad kung anong mangyayari. Okay, yun yung po sinasabi. Another word naman ng shrewdness or shrewd is canny. Okay, alam niyo yun? Canny. Alam niyo ba yun? Yung kailangan mo ng ulam kasi may canny ka. Okay, hindi yun. Okay, canny. Ibig sabihin, alam niyo ba, isa sa mga, si Adam and Eve, nagsimula yun, si Eve and Adam, there's a serpent that is so canny. Okay, talagang tuso na, alam mo yun, yung gagawin niya, pero ginagawa niya sa mali. Ito yung shrewd, ginawa niya sa mali. Pero nakumen siya kasi sobrang shrewd yung tao na to. Naisip niya na kaagad yung kinabukasan niya. Okay? So that is why Jesus commended this person. Actually, side comment lang, no? Na totoo talaga to, na yung mundo mas shrewd, mas wise, mas shrewd sila kaysa sa atin. Diba? Bakit wala namang asawa pero pregnant? Eh, nakita mo sa church. Diba? Bakit you end up in a wrong relationship? Diba? Bakit yung isang stick ng Yossi until this time, hindi po mo na Diba? Hindi mo pa napapakawalan. O, isang tagay dyan. Alam mo na, pag isang tagay, diba? May kasunod pa yan. Bakit hindi mo ma-overcome yun? Okay? Bakit yung mundo, mas naaakit tayo kaysa sila naaakit natin papunta kay God? Okay? Why is that? San, bilis tayong magsinungaling. We became dishonest, just like this manager. Bakit kaya? Bakit ganun? Okay? And minsan, mabilis uminit ang ulo natin. Mapagmataas tayo. Yun yung proud tayo with your attainment. Okay? At hindi tayo mabilis magpatawad. Bakit kaya? You know what? Because the enemy is out there to get you. Enemy is out there to get you. That's why we need to be shrewd. We need to be wise. Okay? And I'm so thankful po kasi yung church natin is so determined, determination test, so determined to use our resources to honor God and advance His kingdom. That is one of the purposes why Jesus Christ, that person commended because he is so wise, thinking about his future, but we should be wise as well, thinking not just about our future, but thinking about how to advance the kingdom of God through your resources. Sino po ba sa atin napunta ka sa church dahil may nag-invite sa'yo, sinabi niya sa'yo, okay, libre kita, pero attend muna tayo ng service. Isa po ako doon. Sumama po ako, umattend ng service dahil niyaya ko ng pinsan ko pumunta sa mall. Tapos bago mag-malling, kailangan mag-service muna. Okay? Spend his resources. Trinit niya ako. First time kong kumain dati sa Max. Okay? Dati, sa Max. Kasi galing ako sa province eh. Pumunta po ako rito nung nag-college ako. Nung niyaya niya ako, mag-mall. Of course, mall. Province. Di ba? From LA. Legazpi, Albay. Di ba? Pumunta ng province. Ay, pumunta ng Manila. Okay? Tapos nag-mall. Di ba? Siyempre, mall. Di ba? Talagang, wow! Pero yung pala yun. Wise. Ginamit niya yung resources niya. I got saved when I was 19 years old. And now, I'm here testifying about that, using your resources to bring them, the lost people, in the kingdom of God. Eh tayo, matagal na natin kasama yung kasambahay natin, 10 taon na. Hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin naboborn again. Bakit? 10 years, 1,000 pa rin ang sweldo niya. A month. Pero dahil narinig mo yung preaching na to, gagawin mo ng 10,000. Whoa! 10,000 na! Yung pala, a year. Kinuha mo pa yung 2,000. Okay? But use your resources. Sabi dito, we need to be shrewd. Invite those people. I-treat nyo sila. Kagaya po ng ginagawa natin. Sa campus ministry po, ano? Kagaya po nito sa AU. Okay? When they did outreach, talagang pumunta sila sa Arellano University. Yan, mga campus missionary po dyan. And at after that service, after that event, ang ginawa nila, kumain sila. Just to invite those leaders, to bless them, to show them that Christians should be like this. That we will use our resources, our money, your money, to advance the kingdom of God. And that is why we're so thankful for some of you that you've been giving, probably some mission, probably you're partnering, campus missionary like us, probably you're giving your tithes faithfully. I would like to commend you, encourage you to continue to do that. Because our church, this ministry is so determined to advance the kingdom of God and make disciples, not just in our nation, not just in Metro East. Okay? But around the world, billion-billion na po ang tao na hindi nakakilala kay God. Okay, not just that. Meron po tayo rito sa Metro East. Okay, si Diane. Kilala niyo po ba si Diane? I don't know if you know her. One of our campus missionaries, so faithful. Really. Yan po mga kamag-anak niya. Mga kamag-anak niya na hindi niya masyadong nakaka-spend time. at hindi pa kilala si Lord, ginamit niya yung resources niya, she invited them and just shared the goodness of God to them. And not just that, pati yung mga ladies, mga single ladies, okay? Just invite them, their time, spending time, okay? Not necessarily, somehow, you don't spend. Of course, pag pumunta ka sa isang mall, yung food mo, pwede mo bilhin. Or most of the time, kailangan natin i-treat sila. Or sometimes. That is why these leaders that we have, so committed, so determined to reach out to the lost people. Okay, whatever it takes in a positive sense, be honest. In all honesty, di ba? To advance the kingdom of God. To draw them closer to Jesus. Inch them closer to God. Through your resources. Bless them. Magpapasko na naman. Okay? Meron ng actually this... ito na naman, papasok na naman yung bagong pelikula. Bagong pelikula ng Finding Ninong. Kasi nagtatago na si Ninang at si Ninong. Okay? Finding Dory. Finding, ano ba yung sumunod? Ngayon, Finding Ninong this Christmas. In Ninang. Kasi nagtatago na tayo. Kasi ayaw natin, guys, mga Kristiyano po tayo. Kung meron pong generous people, okay, tayo yung mga Kristiyano. Amen? And not just that, outreach po natin sa Pasig. Okay, meron po tayong pinupuntahan sa Agad High School. Kung hindi niyo po kilala, yung naka-itim po dyan, si Judy po yan. Okay, she is volunteering from Marikina, going to Pasig, okay, Wednesday and Thursday, after her work, volunteering in Pasig. Just to spend time with these people, with the students. And that is giving your resources. Okay, again, if some of you've been giving, you've been investing, probably naging nag-pledge ka sa Antipolo, just continue to do that. Because this church are so determined to go out there and advance the kingdom of God. And not just that, okay, going back to the message, okay, and not just that, we are monitored with highest financial accountability. Highest financial accountability. Okay? So that's why very important for all of us. And verse 9. Okay? And verse 9, and I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwelling. Okay? Guess what? I have a bad news for you. Kung ikaw man yung pinakamayaman na tao, okay, I have a bad news for you. Money will fail you or will fail you. Money will fail you. Later on, makikita natin yan as we progress. Okay? Money will fail you. It will never really support you. Money will fail you. That is why you should be determined to honor God with your wealth. To honor God with your wealth. Okay, in Proverbs 11:3, it says here, 11:30 rather, the fruit of the uncompromisingly righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise captures human lives. Nasaan po ba yung mga wise dito? If you are wise, okay, shrewd is once you bring people into the kingdom of God. Shrewdness. You are wise. Sabi po dyan, no? Captures human lives. That is why may mga God test training tayo. How to evangelize the lost. Because God valued lost people than money. Than the resources that you have. Okay? Hindi po tayo, wala po tayo rito sa lugar na to kung walang nag-invest sa atin. Kung walang nag-pray sa atin. Kung walang nag-iaya sa atin. Invest their time, resources, and things like that. Now, are you determined that your resources, okay, will use to advance the kingdom of God? If the answer is yes, continue to do that. If the answer is no, please, okay, use your resources to advance the kingdom of God. The second one is integrity test. Okay, integrity is doing the right thing no matter the circumstances, even when no one else is around. It is practicing that what you believe, not violating your conscience, and living free from corrupting influences without fear of examination. Okay? Without fear of examination. Kahit anong oras tingnan mo yung buhay ko, makikita mo rito, integrity. Ibig sabihin nito, dito nakikita mo tayo, actually mabilis lang gumawa ng tama eh. Alam mo yung mga mabubuting bagay pagkasama mo yung Kristiyano eh. Ang totoong test, pag wala ka na. Test of integrity, pag wala ka ng kasama ang Kristiyano. Pagkasama mo mga katrabaho mo, pagkasama mo mga klase mo, pagkasama mo yung mga, di ba, yung mga ka-business deals mo. Do you give your tithes to God? Integrity is giving your tithes and your offering to the Lord faithfully. Okay? In verse 10, one who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much. If you then, you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? Sino mapagkatiwala sa atin ng totoong yaman kung hindi tayo mapagkatiwalaan ng salapi? So, sinasabi dyan, unrighteous wealth, which is money talaga, sinasabi ni Jesus. Kasi hindi mo madadala sa kaharian ng Diyos ang money. You can never bring that. Kahit anumang yaman natin, it can never save you. It can never bring eternity value sa'yo or eternal value sa'yo. Okay? In verse 12, and if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? Okay? Kung hindi ka mapagkatiwalaan, sino ba magbibigay sa'yo ng totoong yaman mo? Ng yaman ng iba, sino magbibigay sa iyo ng yaman, ng totoong yaman para sa iyo? Can you be trusted? Actually, meron pong sa Great Wall of China po, this happened 221 BC. Okay, 2,400 kilometers. Sobrang haba po niyan. Okay, ang height niya po is 20 to 50 feet. Sobrang lapad po niyan. Okay, ginawa po yung Great Wall of China to protect China from the invaders, which is Genghis Khan. Okay, Mongols. Kaya po nagawa yan. So, in short, sobrang massive, sobrang tindi ng Great Wall of China. Do you think the Chinese people can be protected by that wall? Do you think? Is it possible that wall can protect China from invaders? Is it possible? Well, the answer is yes. Definitely. Kasi sobrang great nga eh. Kaya nga Great Wall. Nakikita yan sa moon. Okay? So sobrang great. So massive structure, kumbaga. Kayang protektahan ng China. But the thing is, the Great Wall of China, hindi siya naprotektahan. Hindi dahil nagibayan, but because of those people, the guards, the Mongols, so wise, was able to penetrate that wall because of the guards. They bribed the guards and they let them in. That's why this wall is a failure, not because of the structure, but because of those people guarding that wall. So again, can God trust us? Can you be trusted by God? Okay? Money is not an end in itself, but it is a resource from God that is not to be wasted. Okay? Hindi dapat sayangin. But to really advance and be part of what God is doing in us and through us. Sabi po ni John MacArthur, "You are the only Bible some unbelievers will ever read." In short, if we have integrity, if we are faithful before God, if we honor God, if we walk in accordance to the will of God, then people will see. Your testimony is so powerful na pag nakita ka nila, mabibless sila at you'll be able to share the gospel to them. Some of them. Actually, this is very true. When we go to Cambodia, people there doesn't really know God. They don't know actually Jesus. Pag tinanong mo sila kung sino si Jesus, I don't know, man. Ganun sila. Wala silang idea kung sino si Jesus. But once we invited them to konting salo-salo lang, talagang na-bless sila. They are more than willing to spend their time to be with us, just to listen kung ano man yung story namin. Okay? Kung ano man yung gusto sabihin namin, just to spend our time with them. Because they are very relational. Yung mga Cambodian, very relational. They love to spend their time with people. They love to talk. Yung nakita nila yon. Ano pang meron dito? Hindi namin sila kaano-ano. Hindi namin sila kakilala from other nation coming here, spending time with us, treating us with noodles. Sarap ng noodles sa Cambodia. Noodles, di ba? Ang dami doon. Pagkain. Spending time with them. Okay? Paying their food. Talagang namamangha sila. And that's the opportunity for us to share the gospel. And for you and me. Gamitin po natin yon. Pero ang tanong, mapagkakatiwalaan ka ba? Integrity test. And the third one is devotion test. Devotion, a feeling of strong or constant regard for and dedication to someone, adherence to something to which one is bound by a pledge of duty, a belief and trust and loyalty to God. Do we have that devotion? Are we devoted to God? Okay? O minsan, mas devoted ka pa sa cellphone mo. Hinahanap mo yung cellphone mo kaysa sa Bible mo. Oy, pastor, hinahanap ko naman yung cellphone ko kasi nandun yung Bible ko. Yun o! Okay? Mas devoted ka pa sa Facebook. Tinitingnan mo yung like. Eh, pastor, kung nakailang likes na ba? Naka 1,000 na ba? Eh, pastor naman. Totoo naman eh. Kasi tinitingnan ko kung ilan na yung likes sa scripture na pinost ko. Yun! Di ba? Devoted. Super devoted. Mas devoted pa tayo sa teleserye. Pagkatapos ng trabaho natin, uwi tayo kagad ng bahay, nakaupo na tayo sa harapan ng television. Immovable ka na. Mga movie natin. Mas devoted pa tayo doon. But are we devoted to God? And now, the question is, are we devoted to the blessing than the one who blesses us? Are you devoted to the provision than the provider? Are you devoted to the kingdoms than to the king? Who are we devoted for? Kanino tayo? Kanino natin? Kanino ba nauubos ang oras natin sa araw-araw na binigay sa atin ni God? Kanino ba nauubos 'yon? Now, malalaman mo raw kung kanino tayo devoted pag kinuha 'yon sa iyo. In short, kung kanino ka addict. Okay? At ang mga addict ngayon, pinapatay. Ay, hindi. Di ba? Namamatay. So, we don't know kung paano, anong kadahilanan, no? Pero, pwede ka rin namang ma-addict kay Lord, eh. Di ba? Yung talagang mahal na mahal mo si Lord. Hindi ka mapakali pag hindi ka nakapagbasa ng salita niya. And I want you to be devoted to God. Because if not, maraming mangyayari sa atin na hindi maganda. Kagaya ng mga artista na to, or mga tao na to, mga famous people, at mga milyonaryong tao. Actually, bilyonaryo. Okay? Bilyonaryo. Billionaire people. Si Albert Fall. Nag-fail siya. Okay? Dahil isa sa mga naglilingkod sa, actually, I think, government employee siya sa, nagtatrabaho siya sa government, sa United States. Okay? Magaling talaga siya. Pero he accepted bribe. Kaya he went to jail. And of course, you know, Robin Williams, who won 5 Grammys. Wow! Famous! 5 Grammys ba naman? Sikat na sikat? Ano nangyari sa kanya? He committed what? Suicide. He killed himself. Si Lucy Gordon, kilala niyo ba siya? Spider-Man 3, Leading Lady, Serendipity. That's her. Age of 28, she committed suicide. Again, it's not the fame. It's not the resources. It's not the money. That is why it's not about the money. But it's about your devotion to God. Adolf Merkel committed suicide. Billionaire. Pounds. Okay? Committed suicide. Nung nagkaroon ng recession, nakita niya na bumaba na yung ano niya, yung tag dito, yung stocks niya probably, or basta bumaba na yung company niya. He killed himself. Wow. Billionaryo. Okay? Billionaryo. Pinatay niya yung sarili niya. Okay? Si Sean Kean, another billionaire from Ireland, nagkautang ng billion din. Because he invested his money, maling timing, got jailed because of that. Same thing then with John Belfort. Actually, si John Belfort, yung pelikula ni Leonardo DiCaprio, yung Wolf of Wall Street, siya yun. Okay? Actually, nakulong din. Went broke, nakulong din siya. Okay? Pero right now, recovering because of that. Again, sabi nga dun sa scripture na binasa natin, when it fails, because money, if you devoted yourself to earning money, actually, don't get me wrong, God wants us to be blessed and to enjoy His blessings. But isa sa mga purposes doon, to advance the kingdom of God. And I'm so thankful for those of you that you are really sold out, so determined to advance the kingdom of God. But at this time, if not, medyo questionable tayo that we are sometimes devoted to that, to the money, more than God, then this is the time for us to realize that in everything, money is not the solution. God is. God is. That is why, tell the person sitting next to you, be devoted to God. Money is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. Money is a wonderful servant, terrible master. Pag hindi ka nakuha ng, okay, pag hindi ka nakuha ni God, this thing will get you. We're hoping that we will choose God, that we will be devoted to God all the more. Okay, there's 2 person na nag-uusap. Okay, yung isa older man and the younger man. And sabi ng older man, it feels like there are 2 dogs fighting inside of me. Meron daw 2 asong naglalaban sa loob niya. And the young man asked, which dog wins? And sabi ng older man, whichever one I feed. Okay, whichever one I feed. Kung sino yung pinapakain natin, yun yung nananalo. Pinapakain ba natin yung kagustuhan natin ng money? Sinasabi ni Jesus Christ? Or yung love natin kay Lord? Pag pinapakain natin yung devotion natin kay Lord, then yun yung nananalo. Pag pinapakain natin yung wanting for more, siya yung nananalo. Sino ba ang nananalo? Devotion test. Who are we devoted for? At sino ang nananalo? Okay? Sino ba ang nananalo sa atin? You know what? Our devotion to God brings boundaries and protection in us. Devotion brings satisfaction, contentment, comfort, and even peace sa buhay natin. As we continue to do that. Okay? As we continue to do that. And I would like to leave this one point that we have as we pray. God's provision is not just for our own consumption, it is also for the propagation of His mission. Okay? God wants us to be blessed, to enjoy the blessing of God. Pero hindi lang para doon yung provision ni Lord, pagpapala ni Lord. That is actually to advance His kingdom. To advance His kingdom. In Matthew 6:21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know what? God is not after your money. God is after your heart. God is never after your money. Actually, hindi naman talaga kailangan ni Lord eh. Kailangan ni Lord yung puso mo. Umiiyak ba ang puso mo para sa Kanya? Or umiinit ba ang ulo mo dahil nawalan ka ng pera? But if you devote your life and your mind, your heart to God, it will bring peace sa buhay natin. Gives you peace. Satisfaction. Na kahit wala ka masyadong, alam mo yun, wala masyadong salapi sa inyong bulsa, masaya ka. Nakangiti ka dahil ginamit mo yung money mo to invite your friends. Ginamit mo yung money mo para yung kaibigan mo makakilala sa ating Panginoon. Hindi yung minsan, ay nako, tithes and offering na naman, dumutugot ka, parang yung bulsa mo abot sa tuhod. Alam mo yun, parang ang hirap dukutin. But my prayer for all of us is that we will be devoted to God. Each of us, that you will love God more than anything else from now on. That your life will never be the same again because of that decision. Lord, I'm going to devote my life to you. I'm going to serve you. That I am determined, Lord, that I'm going to serve you with my money. I'm going to advance the kingdom of God, your kingdom, Lord, because of my resources. And that people will see that people can trust me. That because I have integrity in my life. Because God, at the end of the day, I am devoted to you. Because it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord. Can we just bow our heads and pray? I'd like to pray for some of us that God will really give us the wisdom. That we will choose God over everything. Or anything. That we will have that eternal perspective. Pag may pagpapala, it's not all for your spending. God, ano bang gusto mong gawin ko rito? Lalong-lalo na, Lord. Christmas. May darating na naman ang pagpapala. Lord, I pray na hindi ito may spend sa wala. But I will be shrewd. I will be wise, smart to spend the provision, Lord, na pinagkaloob mo sa akin. And I'd like to pray for some of you. Probably you are in a situation na nagkautang ka dahil sa we don't have wisdom kung paano natin nagastos yung blessing pinagkaloob sa atin ni Lord. Don't know how to spend your money wisely. Actually, you're not giving your tithes to the Lord. I'd like to pray for you. Just come before God, repent. Good thing about kay Lord is it's about repentance. God wants to bless you. If you don't have integrity and you did not devote your life to the Lord, probably may pagpapalang dumating sa iyo, pero magulo ang buhay mo. Sabi ni Lord, ang blessing niya, He adds no trouble in it. Pag yung pagpapalal ni Lord, if you are right with God, that blessing will really never give you troubles. But you are in trouble at this time because you don't understand on how to devote your life to God, your resources to God. I'd like to pray for you to get right with God. God, whatever is that I did wrong, Lord, I ask for forgiveness. Actually, I'd like to invite you to raise your hand and just to acknowledge before God, God, I am that person. Lord, I want to make it this right before you. Lord, I want God to surrender everything to you. Be the Lord, be the master. I want to devote my life, my time, my resources for you and through you, Lord. Lord, thank you. So I want to pray for you because God actually cannot bless us if we're not, lalong-lalo na if we don't give our tithes. I want to tell you today, in Malachi 3:10, in that verse, in that particular chapter, you are under a curse because you are robbing God. Because you're robbing me. Because you're not being faithful with the resources I've given. You are under a curse. In order for us to lift that curse from us is to be right before God. God, I'm surrendering this, Lord, this issue, this problem, this situation in my life, God. Because I want you to bless me, Lord. I want you to bless me. Lord, thank you for some of us in this room, God, acknowledging, Lord, that indeed we are not being faithful, Lord. Integrity is far from us. But right at this very moment, God, create in us a new heart so that we may please you, Lord. So that we may honor you. So that, Lord, people will see that indeed you are alive in our hearts. Lord, I am sorry for mismanaging, Lord God, the resources you have given to us. That I am so committed, so determined to do the wrong thing. But right now, God, I am determined to do the right thing. Lord, I am so sorry. Lord, I thank you, God, for our brothers and sisters for putting a new heart. Not a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh. A heart that is well for you, to honor you. Lord, thank you, God, for reminding them of your goodness. Thank you, God, for forgiving them. Thank you, Lord, for releasing forgiveness. Thank you, God, for the new mind, for the new heart, for the new actions that we will be doing that will bring glory in honor to your name. That we will honor you no matter what. That we would be able, Lord God, to preach the gospel to the people. That we will treat our, Lord, our classmates, our business partner, our co-workers, Lord God, so that they themselves, Lord, would be able to know you, the one true God, who is faithful, who is loving. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, let's give God a praise.